The first school in the South that caters to LGBT youth opened its doors in Atlanta last week. It's called Pride School Atlanta. And the school hopes to provide a place where teens can find acceptance and safety. Classes have already started, and joining me now from Pride School Atlanta is its founder and director, Christian Zilovitz. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Celeste.
And also with us is 14-year-old Josh Farabee, who's part of the school's inaugural class. Hi there, Josh.
Hi.
So tell me about the start of the year, because, you know, some kids don't always love going back to school, but this is not just a new school year, but a new school for you. What's it like?
Well, I can say that it was the first year I've been excited to go back to school.
Why is that?
I'd say because it's I was just excited for a new beginning and being someplace that celebrates who I am.
What do you hope the school will be for you? In what ways do you hope it will be different from the schools you've been in before?
I hope that it will be a place that I don't have to be scared to go to, a place that I can learn without hesitation or learn without restrictions.
And your 14th birthday fell on the same day as the first day of school, right?
Yes.
So happy birthday as well.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Christian, when Josh talks about being safe, that's not an exaggeration, because LGBT students often don't find safety in regular schools. Why does Atlanta and the South need the Pride School?
Well, I think everywhere around the country needs a school like Pride School Atlanta, where it needs actually lots of schools like Pride School Atlanta, where everyone gets to be themselves, especially their best selves, and not have to fight for a seat at the educational table. And because there are no specific protections for gender identity and sexual orientation in many of our schools around Georgia still, unlike the city of Atlanta and city of Decatur, there's definitely a need to support students openly. And also, even in those towns where there are legal protections, it doesn't mean that their daily life is not horrible also, because the laws don't necessarily notice what's going on in the locker room, in the hallway, in the bathrooms, and when the teachers aren't looking, and when there's a substitute. And, you know, there's still a lot of fighting for bathroom rights for trans youth and for, you know, pronouns and name changes and all that in the state of Georgia, especially.
LGBT students and transgender kids are at much higher risk for violence, being threatened or injured on school property. They're at a much higher risk for depression and suicide attempts. How do you, Christian, how do you handle emotional health at the school? Or do you just feel that by bringing together a group of kids that are very similar, you won't have the same issues?
Well, you know, students who have dealt with chronic bullying for years, especially, and chronic shaming for who they are, come with a host of issues, of course, and many of them are doing their own self-care outside of school. But we also we're very clear upon bringing in volunteers and staff who have experience as therapists, as social workers, as mentors within the LGBT community. And so we are very clear that we are also putting plans in place for when kids are having a hard time, because being in a place where you can be yourself is actually probably more jarring than having to go to school every day wondering what's going to happen, because now you can actually take off the mask, and that's a really unusual place to be. So we take actions probably every 10 minutes to check in with our students just by keeping an eye on them to see how they're doing. I mean, this is the second week of a new school, so anytime you're in a new school, when you can actually pay attention to what's going on, is a really great thing. And I'm sure, you know, we'll all settle in, but we're also making sure that we have therapists available outside of school, and PFLAG meetings and other support groups like Atlanta Gender Variations. And
sorry, what's PFLAG?
So much more outside. Oh, PFLAG, for those who don't know, is Parents, Friends, and Family of Lesbians and Gays and Trans Folk. And it's a nationwide support group for anybody who'd like to attend. And there are active PFLAG groups in Atlanta and Johns Creek and down in Henry County and I believe in Clayton County as well. And it's a place where anybody can get support if they happen to be or love an LGBT person.
I'm speaking about the first school in the South that's dedicated to serving LGBT youth. It's Pride School Atlanta. Christian Zilovitz is the founder and director, and we also have with us Josh Farabee, 14 years old and part of the inaugural class there. So, Josh, you know, this is what we're talking about you. We're talking about how difficult it can be to be a teenager and be LGBT. Did you have to endure bullying or any kind of attacks, verbal or otherwise, in your former schools?
Yes, I did.
What Christian was just talking about is the dramatic change when you go from something like that, having to go through bullying, on a regular basis, Josh?
Somewhat.
Okay. So what is that like to suddenly have that disappear? Is that jarring as well?
It's weird. It's unfamiliar. But it's good. I'd much rather I be somewhat uncomfortable for a little while than, you know, have to deal with that.
Did you have a discussion with your parents about going to the school? Was it a big decision?
We had a discussion about it.
Christian, how does the school's relationship with parents affect the educational mission there?
Well, the parents are one of the biggest partners, along with the student, of course, and we certainly have had students reach out who have an interest in coming to our school but aren't sure if their parents would support them in coming to an LGBT affirming school. The other thing to remember is that we don't only serve LGBT youth, but that is one of our primary focuses, to make sure that anybody who's had a target on their back knows that they are welcome, or they just want a great progressive education. And so this is a school where really anybody gets to be themselves. And so some of our parents happen to be LGBT identified themselves, or their kid maybe doesn't fit in a typical public school environment. Some students are homeschooled. The parents are really a primary partner but actually the student is the number one driving force in their education here, which is great, because we have a free school model. So where the parents are more of in a support role for the student, and that's what we are here too, is to facilitate and to teach and support. So, but, you know, we have a very transparent relationship with the adults who are important to our students. And we are here to make sure that they are, number one, healthy, and number two, happy, and number three, getting an education. Because without any of that safety, you really can't do much with your education, I don't think.
Josh, what do you want to do after you graduate?
I would like to be a tattoo artist or... I'd like to do art in general.
So you want to do art and possibly draw that art onto people's skin?
Yes.
I guess.
And he's really awesome. He's really awesome.
A really good artist there. Josh, are there enough art classes available at Pride School Atlanta for you?
I think so. So far, we haven't had many set classes, but I'm definitely free to do art whenever and to research it and look into all aspects of it if I want to.
You know,
and actually, we're just about to start an anatomy class, as a matter of fact, and that's one of the things that really supports Josh in a lot of the work that he's doing. Like, one of our volunteers, Dana Bevan, is a neuroscientist, and she's actually going to start doing anatomy with several students who are interested. So. All of that, and several kids are doing digital art as well as, you know, even just art on paper. So as they make a request for a class, we start building it into our curriculum when we reach out to the community and say, hey, we want some art classes here. Who can help us? And people are reaching out left and right, which is great.
We've got a couple minutes left, Christian, and I wonder, what is the downside to possibly segregating these kids, in your mind, if there is one, from a general school population? Is there a risk?
You know, actually, most of these students have already been segregated from the general population because they got sick of being treated like dirt at school and having to fight for their rights every day. So actually, many of the students we were working with had already left the public school system, as well as private schools. Many were homeschooled by the time they came to us. And that's actually, they've self-segregated because they've been forced out of the system because their needs were not being met and because their rights were not being respected. And so this actually is life-saving. Giving students a place where they can be, learn, and grow, and thrive is by far not dangerous at all. And every time they leave our school, just like any other school, they go out into the public, they listen to the radio, they watch TV, they listen to the political campaigns, they pay attention to what's going on in North Carolina and even in their own state. I mean, that's where the danger is when you turn on the news and you see that the attorney general in your own state is saying that you don't deserve to have rights in your own schools. And so we're here to bolster them and get them ready for when they walk out the door so that they have the internal strength and self-acceptance instead of just always hearing these negative messages. And so we're saving lives and they're saving their own lives by walking in the door every day.
That is Christian Zilovitz. He's the founder of Pride School Atlanta. It caters to LGBT youth. And we also heard from 14-year-old Josh Farabee. Josh and Christian, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day at school. Thank you.